watching FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Harr. We're at Surfaces, and I'm in the Mannington space, one of the biggest spaces in the show this year. And I'm with Jimmy Tooley and Al Ballone. Jimmy, you're president of the residential business, and Al, you're senior vice president of sales and marketing.
That's right. Product and marketing. That's right. Yeah.
Well, guys, it's good to be with you. Let's start out with the fact that, hey, I came to see the Campbell family, right? I mean, this is a family-owned business, 110 years old. It's an impressive story that, a privately-owned, family-owned company could be as big as you guys are and have the stamina that you guys have.
Yeah, it's an incredible place to work. The family has been great. You know, over the last couple of years, you've seen the transition from Keith Campbell to Zach Zahner. And that legacy of leadership is just incredible. I think Al would second this. It's such an honor to work for a family like this and a family-owned company. And it really has been a great experience. And you can see it. Our customers love coming back. Most of them are family-owned business owners as well. And it's a story that resonates.
So we've been a little nervous about what Fern was going to do attendance, but I'm looking around here and your booth looks pretty busy. So I think it hadn't affected you, has it?
Well, I will say this. I think that we've heard a spotty of customers here and there that weren't able to make it. I know several people that traveled a good 1,000 extra miles yesterday. I think my boss said that Fern won, but we're still able to make it here. So far, the attendance seems really good, and we're excited about the show so far.
Tell us, how's business?
Well, for us, you know, we've been through a year of significant change, right? But for us, really, this next year is about focus and execution. We've got a great launch plan. All the new products are on the floor at this point in time, and we are super focused and really making sure that we hit the launches early and that we execute with excellence.
So as we look at your focus, you're kind of staggering things this year on bringing in new products, and you're focusing first on LVT, right?
Yeah, that's right. One of the things that we've learned over the last couple of years is that we just have bandwidths in our organization that we run up against. So we've tried to separate our launches, and we do LVT early in the year. I mean, that really allows our sample manufacturers, our product teams, our sales teams, our customers to digest that story. And it really allows us to tell it with excellence. And then as we move into the summer, we launch our wood laminate products. And again, we can do that with a lot of focus, so we're not distracted. So it's really been a very positive thing for us, and has led to some really good hard surface growth.
Let's let Al talk about product in just a minute. But before we do that, what do you think is going to happen in 26 as far as business conditions?
I mean, honestly, I think it's just a lot more of the same. We've been making the joke for quite some time now that the rebound's going to happen in the second half. We just don't know what year that is.
Yeah.
So I think just from our perspective, we're preparing for the market to be very similar to what it was in 2025. But again, staying super focused, making sure that we have the right inventory. So when the comeback happens, we're ready to pounce.
Okay, Al, tell us a little bit more about the particulars on what's new this year.
Yeah, so we've really kind of attacked what has been successful momentum on the hard surface side. We had a tremendous 2025 despite what was happening in the market. We grew our LVT business very significantly, and we're on path to do it again. We've got several different parts of our LVT business. Like Jimmy said, we're expanding our brand. So it all starts with our Dura selling solution. We've got 80 plus visuals in there, available in three different constructions with Flex, WPC, and SPC. And we're adding two new products to that, a great looking product called Noble Oak, and then another one, Lagos, which is adding to a nice run of really nice looking LVT tile products into our visuals. And then from there, we're going up with our brand. We have a huge new launch into our Dura Apex line. That line's been a little bit neglected as we were working to kind of get our core business back together. And that's humming now, so we're coming hard at the Dura Apex. Some of the most unique styling stories we've ever had with products like a groutable hexagon tile, the product that we're standing on here called Lineage that has three species in one. There's endless stories in here packed within a carton, just really kind of showing off Mannington's styling prowess. And then finally on the LVT side, Adura Pro, it's kind of more of a brand expansion for the Adura brand name. This is more of a value product. 12 visuals in two constructions. We've always had our rigid construction. That's one of the two. The other one's a first for Mannington. It's a loose lay product. But all 12 of those visuals are available in both of the constructions for one single price point that's very, very aggressive. So we're really excited to get a Dura Pro out there and get that brand name hopping.
Al, as you were going through that, was that kind of a good, better, best, the order you did that?
Yeah, that's a good way to say it, Kemp. It's kind of a good, better, best, with the selling solution being right in the middle, Apex being the best, and Pro would be the value product at the good level.
Remind our listeners that the Adura system is where the consumer can come in and kind of lock in on the look they want and then pick the construction, right?
100%. And surprisingly, we sell so much flex out of that display. It's a huge part of our line. And I think sometimes the industry kind of doesn't talk about that traditional glue down LVT business that much anymore. But we sell as much, if not a little bit more, than we do on the rigid side through flex. It's a huge part of our product line and something that our retailers really cling to. It's a good opportunity to sell glue down product.
Are you keeping Jay Koppelson busy?
No, I mean, the guy never stops. You know, he's back there running and selling all day long. We have to chain him to his desk every once in a while to get him to lower his heart rate. But he's doing great.
I got to tell you, I was at the meeting in Denver 2 weeks ago, and I was in the gym early in the morning and looked over and he was selling somebody in the gym.
Yeah, that's Jay. That definitely him. I'm surprised he didn't try to sell you something.
Well, this is an impressive gathering of products you have here. And so, you, like you said, you're focused on LVT, and then later this year, you'll be sequencing some products more on the wood side.
Yeah. That's correct. We actually are showing some new product that we have that we launched in September for wood and laminate here. But yeah, we've got a very aggressive launch plan for June of this year for both wood and laminate. Multiple new patterns, multiple new SKUs. So yeah, we're hitting those categories just as hard. We've got a renewed focus on the hard surface side. We even have a new sheet vinyl product sitting on the floor here that we just launched last week. And there's more to come in 2026 for that category as well.
You know, they say that the consumer that's buying right now is buying on the upper end. So is that what you're seeing with your numbers?
Yeah, I think that the fourth quarter, we definitely saw categories like hardwood and some of our premium LVT products. We're actually seeing a bump. It's the consumers that had money to spend were spending it despite the interest rates and waiting for that to bust. So yeah, we've seen premium upgrades kind of trending for sure.
Okay, guys. Well, I appreciate you spending time with our viewers. Again, been talking to Jimmy Tooley and Al Ballone here in Mannington's space at Surfaces. And you've been watching Kempar and FloorDaily.net.